spit at them, took what they got, and was not afraid. True man of Israel, Pastor James Wickstrom.
I'd like to welcome you here in the name of Yahweh.
Amen.
I'd like to say that this gathering is to His honor and glory, for He said He sent us here for His purpose, that we are for His purpose upon this earth. It's interesting that we should be meeting in this VFW hall, because I'm a former VFW post commander, a Vietnam veteran. I was with the 585th Ordnance Company during the Vietnam War. And for those of you who are veterans here, we have, I believe, more than a right to stand up. For we took an oath that we would fight enemies of this nation,
right,
internal and domestic, in this land. Have things to talk to you about today and to share with you, because I believe that our time is coming.
Amen.
I believe that through the years of suffering and turmoil, I believe that our time is coming in this land. I believe there's a time coming in this land when the veterans of this nation, who are spit on by the President of this United States and robbing the veterans' funds of money for highways and closing VA hospitals and looking at veterans as the dregs of society now, after they had gone falsely to do the dirty work of international Jewry and money and international corporations of this country, are going to awaken to the trouble in this land.
Amen.
Yeah.
People say to me, well, do you feel bad that you were sent overseas? No, I don't. I was a young man. And I may have been lured into something that was cohabited by international Jewry to make money. But I did it also understanding that I had a right trained and taught to destroy communism. And I had come to find out later there were more communists in Washington, D.C. than in North Vietnam.
That's right. Amen.
I'd like to speak to you today on a subject which is entitled The Murders and Mongrels. Because you say, we have a problem in the land. There is a problem throughout this nation relating to the murders and the mongrels among Jacob Israel, because neither of these were to be present among us. The law is very fine and clear that Yahweh has proclaimed to His people, that we are a peculiar people and a very particular people to be above all other peoples of the earth. Our ancestors who formed this nation knew that in their own heart, many of them, that they were of Jacob Israel.
That's right.
Benjamin Franklin said that the seal of this nation should be the Israelites going through the Red Sea, coming out of bondage of Egypt, just as the people at that time in 1776 were coming out of bondage from under a tyrant king.
That's right.
This was proposed. There was a time when the Congress of the United States voted upon the language of this nation, that the German language missed by one vote to be the predominant language of the United States.
That's right. That's right.
And people do not understand these things. You know, you go to these air terminals today, and many years ago through the train terminals, you used to see German and English on the signs all over the airports and on the air train terminals. They had the directions that was German and English. Today what you have is you have Vietnamese and you have Spanish for the Mexicans, and you have all this other garbage upon the wall that has come in among our people. I would like to say today, O Yahweh, we ask that you be with Eric Rudolph and protect him. Oh, Yahweh, put all those in derision who seek Him. Father, put all those in derision who try to seek us. And we proclaim the power of the 91st Psalm of Yahweh through King David upon this meeting. and upon all of our loved ones wherever they are. And we ask for a cursing, Father, upon all those degenerates who go with Edom Esau International Jewry of Cain. We ask that you put derision into the minds of their wise men, Father. And we thank you for laughing in the heavens in derision at them. And we ask this in the name of Yahweh, our Father.
Amen.
You know, it has been a thrill for me in my life to be able to proclaim and teach the truth of our Father Yahweh. As I've told you many times, we do not have a God, we have a Father.
Right.
And his Father said that he loved his sheep. And he said to his children, you are my sheep, and my sheep hear my voice. But he said to the Jews, ye are the goats. They are the goats.
That's right.
But I have a study for you today and a lecture entitled The Murders and the Mongrels. And to Judeo-Christianity, it may be a hard delivery, but I will guarantee you they are among the murders and the mongrels of this land today, with Jewish multiculturalism that has come in to destroy the cultural values of the white Western European Israelite people. And if you would open with me to the book of Psalms, Psalms 10, and I would like to read from the Psalms of David to you this morning, and I want to say, and I have my dear friend, Pastor Newman Britton, who we have known each other for so many years. It's just a thrill whenever we're together, whether we're speaking or we just meet. It's a thrill for me to be here and to be invited here to this meeting of the Church of Jesus Christ Christian. And for Pastor Red Ferns, who came up and delivered a very excellent speech, and I really thank and appreciate the fact that you'll send a copy down to this Royal Oak or wherever you're going to send it to all these faggot queer lovers. And I appreciate the fact that Jason Swanson has invited me here, and all you other members of AN or Posse or Militia that are here, we can call many different areas, sects of groups, but let's understand, we are the sons and daughters of Yahweh the Most High. In Psalms 10, 1 to 12, it says specifically, why standest thou afar, O Yahweh? Why hide you yourself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride does persecute the poor. Let them be taken in devices that they have imagined. In other words, turn the table on them. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire and blesses the covetousness whom Yahweh abhors. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after Yahweh, and Yahweh is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous, and thy judgments are far above out of his sight, as for all his enemies he puffs at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursings and deceit and fraud. This is William Jefferson Clinton. This is the Congress of the United States. This is the U.S. Senate. This is every state capital, every county board and town board. I will tell you, cursing and deceit and fraud are in their heart. And under his tongue is mischief and vanity. Just like for sending out a leaflet, coming against the most hideous thing that can happen to our children of the forced homosexuality, it says that under their tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages, and in the secret places does he murder the innocent. And that is called the abortion clinics in this land, where they have slaughtered 30 million children in this nation. His eyes are privately set against the poor. Isn't that what they tell these people? Well, you're too poor to have children, so we'll abort your children. Who has created the poorness in this land but international Jewry finances? Who has brought despair and the deindustrialization of the might of this nation? which was great under white Western European culture, mainly the Germanic people who came here, who are the royal tribe of the house of Jacob Israel. Who has set themselves to deindustrialize the greatness of this nation from within. It has been the hideous descendants of Cain of international Jewry who has committed this.
Yeah.
And it states that in 9, he layeth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He does catch the poor when he draws him into his net. He croucheth and humbles himself, and the poor may fall by his strong ones. I was tickled to death when I found out that that abortion doctor in Amherst, New York, was shot. I was even more tickled to death when I found out he was shot in the back, because I like that. I was even more impressed to know he had just returned from his Jewish syndicate of Gog, where his God, Satan, never protected him, did he? And I praise Yahweh for the vengeance upon him in the way he did die. People say, you can't say these things. I can say anything I desire to say in the name of Yahweh. I say it in many attributes to say these things. I say it for the 58,000 of our veterans who were massacred and murdered for international money of Jewry in Vietnam. I say it for the dead of Korea. I say it for the millions who have died in World War II, either in the United States or in Germany and France and Holland and Belgium and all over the earth who were Jacob Israel.
Amen.
I will tell you I am of Judah. I will tell you that 10 million in Germany fell to identify in the end the Jew to the world and what they were.
Amen.
I will tell you that 5 million Irish of the tribe of Zara, of the tribe of Judah, the son of Judah, Zara, the Irish and the Scots, 5 million were starved to death by this Vatican and international satanic religious system of the world.
Right.
They were of the tribe of Judah. I will tell you the millions of the Scots of the tribe of Zara who also perished. And I'll tell you the Teutonic tribe of Germany is the tribe of Pharaoh, of the son of Judah, of the royal tribe of the house of Israel. Judah was always set forth to be protector and a babysitter for the rest of the tribes of Israel. He encamped to the east all the time. It was the star of Judah, the royal tribe, because they were the warriors and battle axes and weapons of war of our father to take care of the rest of the tribes of Israel, because within the heart and the body of Judah, Yahweh poured a warrior's blood, the greatest warrior in the world. Our race fights anywhere. They can fight in the Arctic and the Antarctic. They can fight on the equator and in the desert. There is no warrior on the surface of the earth that can match the ferocity and the viscosity of the warrior of the white Israelite man.
Amen.
When Genghis Khan came across the east, heading to the west, he was stopped near the walls of Berlin by the German Teutonic sons of Judah. And they went to work. And they went to work on him and his Genghis horde. And they butchered them with their long swords and with their hatchets. And they ran into them and slaughtered them and drove them back to the steppes of Mongolia.
Amen.
Yeah. Never before was a feat ever done of that magnitude.
Amen.
Because it was at the walls of Germany that our race persevered in Europe. You must understand this. It was the German Teutonic warriors and knights that were backed up by those from Holland and from Sweden and from Norway and from France. They were the backup columns, but the main reserve of battle was the tribe of Judah of the Teutonic tribes of the Germans who lanced into the Genghis Khan horde and obliterated them. As they tried to overrun all Western Europe and destroy our civilization. I will tell you, I understand history. How far back shall we go to talk about the greatness of our blood as true warriors and honorable men?
Amen.
The Jews had the entire world in a depression in the 1920s and 30s. Everyone talks about the Depression of 29 in the United States. The United States was nowhere near in the depression that Germany had been in.
That's right.
And there did arise a man by the name of Adolf Hitler in Germany.
Amen.
And there arised other sons of foreign ambassadors of German royalty as Heinrich Goering and all the others, if you read their lineage. These weren't people who just came out of nowhere. Just like this individual who flew the Spirit of St. Louis across the Atlantic, Lindbergh. He just didn't come out of nowhere. His father was a congressman out of Minnesota. He passed a bill with Dwight Patman of Texas and McFadden, who they finally shot the Jews to destroy the Federal Reserve banking system in this nation. His son Lindbergh was kidnapped in retribution against Grandpa Lindbergh, who had passed that bill to destroy international Jewish banking in this nation.
That's right. 100%.
And Judy had a problem. They had depression everywhere among the white Western nations. They were tearing up the woodworks, the walkways in the United States of America. They were taking the cobblestone of wood and chopping them out of the streets to have fire to burn to heat for their children. It was bad. There was all kinds of product, but there was no money. There was all kinds of butter and milk, and there was all kinds of good, but there was not a nickel or a dime because the Jews recalled all the money out of existence. And we have 40% to 43% self-preservative farms in the countryside because the population of the white Western European man and woman resided in the country. They were still armed and they still knew their European pride.
That's right.
Yeah. And the Jews had a chokehold on the United States.
That's right.
Did you hear me? They had a chokehold and they were bringing international Jewish communism into the United States. That's what they were doing with the Depression of 1929.
That's right.
And the only thing that saved this nation, the land of Manasseh, the land of milk and honey, the only thing that saved this nation from drowning into obscure, filthy Jewish communism entirely was that there was an advent that happened in Germany, and a man by the name of Adolf Hitler and other great German men arose and they shrugged off the bondage of the Jews, and the Jews then had a very bad problem because the Germans took back their freedom and they went to the courthouses and give back the farms to from the Jews who had stolen them to the rightful owner and give back the companies that to the rightful owners of who the Jew had taken from their filthy, dirty, corrupt courts and their illegal usury system of the power of interest and money. The Jew had to make a decision at that time. Either they were going to allow Germany to rise, and in 7 years they rose from the greatest depression of any Western nation in the world to the greatest industrial power of the world in 7 years. I'm telling you history here. And international Jewry had a problem. Either they could allow the Germans to go and continue and take all of Europe and unify Europe under a white Western cultural existence, and they'd lose it, including Rothschild of France, or they had to take the death grip off the United States. They had to take the death grip off the United States and seek the United States to go to war against Europe and Germany. And that's what they did. And that's the only reason we sit here today, is because Germany rose as they would of the tribe of Judah to protect the other people and the tribes of our people. I will tell you, there will not be one Canaanite Jew left alive on this earth. I decree it in the name of Yahweh. And because of Judeo-Christianity, they took the young German men of this nation, and they took the Lombards, and they took the French, and they took all these other young men, and through these Judeo-Christian churches, they allowed them to say that these Germans were anti-Jewish. And of course, they had a right to be anti-Jewish because they were starving them to death, and they were using the young white women as whores and prostitutes, right, just like they have in this country. They stole companies. They took over the banking systems. They took over the media monopoly. They took over the court systems in Germany, and they had any German in Germany who had any loyalty to his racial blood and understanding eating out of garbage cans. I understand that history, and I understand that time, and I weep for those people. I weep for the men and women in Germany who perished to save us for today, so we can be here and bring that sword against international Jewry. Bring these agents in here and set them down. Let them hear of all these scumbags they work for.
That's right.
And let them listen to what's being planned against them after they're used.
That's right.
And what they have plans for them and their children. Just like this Abe Foxman said on August 25th of 1998, the chairman of the ADL, I said August of 1998, where he said here to his new anti-defamation meeting, league meeting in New York, he stated that at this time, he said, one that will finally and totally remove from the existence the impediments of our absolute control of this earth. I speak of the death of the white race, the complete removal of all means of reproduction of the so-called Aryan race. Men, or fellow Jews, we now control the destiny of this race. It is now time to make sure that the white race finally becomes extinct through miscegenation and having a virtually zero birth rate. I hate them with a perfect hatred.
Amen.
I tell you, at this time that I want and seek from Yahweh a standard to rise in this land, I pray that he puts a spirit of understanding into the hearts and the minds of our race in this land. I ask that windows and doors open in this land, that young men dream dreams and old men see visions, and they're awakened with great wrath against these Canaanite blood-sucking vampire Jews. Agents. Agents. There's all kinds of agents. We care not. Yahweh is with us.
Right.
One with Yahweh is the majority.
That's right.
One with Yahweh. Then I tell you before, he said to Abraham, he was so utterly angry at the people, and Abraham was a great man, and it came down to Isaac, and it came down to what, Jacob, and it came down to the time of Moses, didn't it? Moses took, Yahweh released them out of bondage with a great hand. He even told Moses, and I've told you this, stand aside, Moses, I'm tired of these people. I'm going to kill them all. And from your loins, Moses, I will raise up a new land and a new people. And Moses brought Yahweh to remembrance, and he said, oh, Yahweh, what will these people say, whom you brought your people out with a strong hand out of Egypt to release them, and now you're going to destroy them here in a wilderness? And it says that Yahweh repented. It's one of the only times you'll ever see where Yahweh repented, but this is how angry he was. And I'll tell you, you think he ain't angry right now at his people for allowing even the thought of sending someone to check on someone because of an abortion situation in this land, you think for 1 minute that he's not angry at these people sitting in these Judeo-Christian so-called churches in this land and in Western Europe? I'll tell you, I see a flame and a sword come across this land. I see winds of destruction and despair coming upon this nation and upon Western Europe. And Western Europe will not be spared because of their royal tribes of the house of Israel. They are our Israelite kinsmen, brothers, though they speak a different language, they're of us. But they are also locked into Judeo-Christianity. And after we destroyed Germany, you know what we did? You know what we had as a nation here, what we had to do against them after we obliterated them? We then took and sent Judeo-Christian ministers to tell the German people how nasty and how bad they were to these Jews who were God's chosen people.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you imagine the disgust of having Mongol hordes come in to Germany and herding you young girls and women into the subways and turning these Mongol hordes loose to rape them and molest them and butcher them and murder them? And then we had the audacity to send Judeo-Christian preachers to these German people to tell them how wrong they were. Tell you, my tears have flowed from my eyes for our people.
Amen.
My heart has cried out, how long, O Yahweh, how long before you redeem the righteous bloodshed upon this earth? I've talked to my Father, Father, take me now then, if it's to be, and let me die if it'll perpetrate the start of the destruction of international Jewry. These are all these things in Psalm 10 of David that he spoke about. David understood these things. All these things have been present upon this earth, for there is nothing new under the sun, Newman Britton. There is nothing new under the sun from the time that Cain and Adam went at each other. You think they didn't abort years ago? They had a tonic that the women would take to abort their children so they didn't lose their beauty. You think they didn't take the firstborn and give them to Moloch, the fire god? These abortion clinics are nothing but the abortion buildings of Moloch. Because you see, Yahweh says, the firstborn are mine, saith Yahweh. And Judaism knows they're not of any thing that resembles Yahweh. They're of their father Satan through Cain.
That's right.
And they know if they can take these spiritual entities from these little babies and from the womb of their mothers, they know that they are not allowing that spiritual person to come into this earth to fulfill their destruction.
Right.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Because our race must come through the womb of our people and through the womb of our women in order for them to be born and grow to be strong soldiers, to carry weapons of war and to smite the enemies of the Most High. And they said, no, we will slaughter them before they have a chance to breathe or a chance to grow. We will cut them out of the womb. We don't dare allow them to be born because they will eventually find out who we are and there'll be a great army upon this earth. It is nothing about you can't afford them. Yahweh will show you your way. He will open you windows and doors. Isn't that right, Brian? And if you obey Him and walk in His way, He will bless you. But don't turn your heart to materialism. Turn your heart to our Father.
Amen.
Yahweh. And He will reward you in many ways that you've never dreamt of. We have in the state of Maine and Massachusetts and this damnable and corrupt United States of America that I deplore, because I am a son of Judah and reside in the land of Manasseh, the North American continent.
Amen.
I don't adhere to no Geneva Convention. I don't adhere to any constitution of nothing. I adhere to the constitution and the supreme everlasting life of our race, of the laws of Yahweh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I say to myself, look it up in Maine and Massachusetts. Now they have entered in and locked it in to the educational criteria that the little children will now be taught homosexuality is right. They have made this a confirmed edict into their schools. And our father said in the book of Jeremiah that his people wouldn't say a peep. They wouldn't say a peep. The majority of these people wouldn't say a peep. And he said, as long as you agree with them and you don't speak out against them, you are partakers with them, and I will consume you, saith Yahweh. And that goes for this detective. It goes for any of these Jew-loving swine and these faggot queer-loving people. I will tell you that they will perish. They are going to perish in this land and all over the earth. We have them where we want them, said Abe Foxman. They're at a zero growth rate. And our greatest enemy, the white Aryan people, will soon be a forgotten word. Our Father Yahweh said in that day, they shall think they have you in their snare, and they shall walk into my snare, saith Yahweh.
Amen.
I had a young reporter call me about 4 days ago from the Los Angeles Times. He had been into my website reading my intelligence update newsletter on Y2K. And he started asking me questions about these things. And I told him about these murders, these Jews. I said, ground zero is Jewry, and Jewry is communism.
That's right.
By race.
That's right.
And he said to me, but you said they're going to get rid of the useless eaters. And I said, they are. They'll get rid, make sure the ghettos kill each other, and they'll make sure that all these old people in old age homes and everything will be destroyed, because if you can't give any of your labor and substance to Jewry, then you're a useless eater and they don't want to take care of you. Yahweh told us to honor our mother and father and pray that their life is long and healthy and happy upon the earth.
Yes.
Everything they do is opposite to our Father. It has to be opposite to our Father, because you see, our Father is not their Father. But everything they do is positive to their father, which is Satan. And I enlighten him about Jewry. And I told him that I estimated at this time there were over 15 million people preparing for what's coming down in this country, and that they were waking up to the menace that is among us. And that menace is the Jew.
Amen.
And I told him, just because his intellect is very shallow and he cannot comprehend who his enemy is, I told him that he better not stay in Los Angeles too long. And I was thinking about this. And you see, we're not invited on talk shows anymore, because maybe we're just a little too advanced in our vision and understanding of the enemy, and they don't want this to take place. And I got to thinking, and I said to myself, these blacks in these ghettos are being set up to be destroyed.
That's right. You got it.
And I said, I've got to get on some talk shows here and enlighten these blacks, because when there's a shortage of food, all they've got to think is kosher, and they can go out and find these two-legged, good-eating kosher people who have got the best food in the world, and they can get an arm and a leg, and they can eat kosher for once in their life. People say, well, that's terrible. No, it's just going reverting back to culture. That's all it is. Reverting back to culture. These Jews have eaten lavishly upon our substance, haven't they? And everything, all they got to do is go ask, are you a U or a K? And that Jew just might say, say you're kosher, and I bet you're good eating. And you think I ain't going to tell them that? You can take it to the bank that I will tell these blacks that kosher food in a time of trouble on two legs is going to be the best meal they can find in town.
That's right.
People say, that man's a fanatic. I'm worse than that.
Praise Yahweh.
Turn with me to the book of Ezra. Let's go to Ezra and see what the great prophet had to write about. The Murders and the Mongrels is the title of this lecture. I'm just thrilled to death that we're here of like mind, that I'm here with the greatest of the warriors in this area who have assembled here, and with great women of the tribes of Israel who have gathered here. And I'm humbled by this, because I am the weakest among you, and I am the greatest sinner among you. But I will tell you, I will stand with you no matter where you're at in that time of trouble. Amen. People say to me, well, Pastor Wickstrom, what are you going to do? Where are you going? Where are you going to be? Don't worry about me. You just worry about you. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. I have no problem with that. And I know only by the divine providence of Yahweh, our Father, I stand before you today. I'm working overtime. I'm 11 years overtime already. Our Father can invoke a thought of awakening among our race in one night. He can put the spirit of awareness into the minds of every one of our people in this country in one night. You think our Father can do that? Amen. He took the Syrian army that surrounded the city of Jerusalem, 180 to 200,000 warriors. He told Zedekiah, "Now one arrow shall enter onto the gate of this city." And the sun went down, and when it come up, they were all dead. And they didn't have a mark upon their body. He short-circuited them from within. He ran some 220 through the 110. He told them, "You aren't going to touch my city, Jerusalem. That is Salem. That is my city of peace." And this is the greatness that our Father has. Amen. I told you, don't let a spirit of fear enter into you. That's what they want to enter into you. Don't let a spirit of fear enter into you. You have nothing to fear but fear itself. Fear shouldn't even be in your vocabulary, because you know who Yahweh is and that you are sons and daughters of the Most High.
Amen.
You fear anybody, you fear your Father.
That's right.
You fear Yahweh. Yahweh. Breathe them. You breathe them all day. He's of your substance, he's of your breath, he's of your energy, he's of your bone, he's of your flesh, he is of your blood.
That's right, amen.
You are Yahweh's seed.
That's right, amen.
Well, we go to the book of Ezra. And I'd like you to turn with me to chapter 9. In Ezra chapter 9. And we're going to read 1 to 15. Now, we're in the southern kingdom, and I'm going to take you back into history, because there's nothing new under the sun. They had come out of the Babylonian bondage and returned to the southern kingdom. And the southern kingdom derived of Judah, Benjamin, and half the tribe of Levites. And as they went into bondage, they went into bondage as Levites, and they returned many of them as Pharisees and Sadducees. They had been in bondage, and they got their mind a little twinked while they were in bondage. Just like since we've been in bondage to these international Jews and the money system, our minds of our people have gotten tweaked. And Ezra was the prophet. And it was in the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Judea, that Ezra was speaking. And he said in verse 1, "Now when these things were done, the princes came to me, saying, the people of Israel, of Jacob, Israel, and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, doing according to their abominations." They have not separated themselves from these Mexicans and Vietnamese and Jews and Africans and all these other cans. They have not separated themselves from them. And all these priests and Levites are the Lutheran and Catholic priests and the Wesleyan and the Reformed Dutch and all these other so-called preachers out here who are locked into multiculturalism. We are talking in verse 1 of multiculturalism among Israel at the time of Ezra, when they came out of bondage. And have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, doing according to their abominations, doing according to the abominations of these other races. Even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, the Amorites, the Mexicans, the Vietnamese, the Jews, the Africans, and all the rest. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed, did you hear what you are? The holy seed of Yahweh have mingled themselves with the people of these lands. Yahweh said that the Israelites of Jacob were the holy seed on the earth. There's only one holy seed upon the surface of this earth, and it is what? The white Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Germanic, Scandinavian, Lombard people of the earth. That is the holy seed upon this earth. Well, let's read on. Yea, the hand of the princes and rulers have been chief in this trespass. Yes, your state capitals in Washington, D.C. have been what? Have been chief in this trespass of passing these laws to permit this to happen. And when I heard this thing, said Ezra, I rent my garments and my mantle, and I plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard, and I sat down astonished. I could not believe it. Now, they knew they were Israel. Our people don't know that, but even at this time, they knew they were Israel. Let's read on here. Verse 4. Then were assembled unto me everyone that trembled at the words of Yahweh of Jacob Israel because of the transgression of those that had been carried away. That's you. And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. At the evening sacrifice, I rose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment, my mantle, I fell upon my knees, and I spread out my hands unto Yahweh my Father, and I said, O Yahweh, I am ashamed and blush. I am ashamed and I blush. We are the only blushing people. That means we are Jacob Israel, which means we are the holy seed on the earth. I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to you, my Father, for our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespasses, what has grown up unto the heavens, and our interracial mongrelization, and our trespass of the mixing of blood has grown and gone up into the heavens.
Right. Amen.
There's nothing new under the sun. Verse 8, and now for a little space grace has been showed from Yahweh our Father to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in his holy place, that Yahweh may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondsmen. Let me tell you, before you found out who Yahweh was and who you were bondswomen and bondsmen. They had you physically and mentally. And they had you locked in through religion and politics. The same thing that Nimrod was a master of deceit, and that is Satan's mastery of deceit. Yet Yahweh has not forsaken us in our bondage, but has extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of Yahweh, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. And now, Yahweh, what shall we say after this if we have forsaken your commandments? What can we say to Yahweh? Look at the shame that has come upon our people in the presence of our Father Yahweh for what we see in our land today. Look at the interracial mongrelization. Look at the abortions. Look at the drugs. Look at the filthiness. Look at the homosexuality. Look at the lewdness in the land upon our people. And is it not hard to stand before him and say, "Oh, Father, look at the shame of your people." Amen. Amen. Well, what happened here? Verse 11. Which you have commanded by thy servants the prophets, saying, "The land unto which you go to possess it is an unclean land, and that the filthiness of the people of the lands." I will tell you, we will redeem this land, and it is the filthiness of this entire land that we are going to cleanse it. "And with their abominations which have filled it from one end to another with their uncleanliness." This land, the North American continent, is filled with uncleanliness from coast to coast and from border to border. It's full of filth and lewdness, and the majority of it coming from Judeo-Christianity churches who have perpetrated it upon our people. "And he commands, thou therefore give not your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace." Remember that. Don't seek their peace. "Right. "Or their wealth forever, that you may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children." And I'll tell you, I see a cleansing coming in the land. I see a great pouring out of the Spirit of Yahweh. And I say, "Oh Yahweh, keep taking your people to the woodshed. Make it grievous to them, Father. For it is so grievous now that the farmers alone can take a bushel of wheat that they have planted, which weighs 60 pounds, and they cannot exchange it in equal monetary value for a loaf of whole wheat bread." I said, they can take 60 pounds, a bushel of wheat, they can take it, and it is worth less than a loaf of whole wheat bread in a store. That's right. You got it right. And why aren't they being blessed? Because they're attending Judeo-Christianity churches of Satan.
That's right.
They're being told that we're all equal. Multiculturalism is the way to go. Jesus loves you all. Red, white, and blue, and polka dot, and striped too. Jesus loves you. I'll tell you, swords are going to awaken in this land. I can see now why one shall chase 100. I see one chasing 1,000 in this land. And you are not to have make any peace with them. Did you hear me? Yahweh commanded you. You put it in your heart. You will not have apathy, and you will not make peace with them. You can't serve two masters. You cleanse this land, and it's going to be an inheritance of the children. And this is why this identity movement and all you other people out here in your different little sections of whatever you want to call them, whether it's posse or AN or the militia, I'm telling you, we have got to get this back into a family-orientated situation. You have got to bring your children and your wives, and you have got to bring them to these meetings and awaken them, and don't think your children are going to be in the way. I can talk all day and let little children cry. I just want them also in the presence of Yahweh. Yeah. "And after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great trespass, seeing that thou art Yahweh, has punished us less than our iniquities deserve and has given us such a deliverance as this. Should we again break your commandments and join in affinity with the people of these abominations?" All these Jews will say, "Well, come on, let's sit down. about. Let's sit down and discuss it. Oh, I wish there were a way that this wouldn't have to happen. No, I want this to happen that all of you are dead. Not kicked out of this land. I don't want all these Catholic priests to be able to get on a boat and go to the Vatican. I want them here to pay for what they've done. Yes. And it states here in verse 15 again, should we again break your commandments? Backsliding Israel. You get taught up in that materialism. All them shiny trinkets. All these other things they get caught up in, don't they? And we should not join in affinity with the people of these abominations. They're only doing what they are. You've got to understand this. They are only doing what's natural to them. But it isn't to be natural for us. Because our Father said, don't do it. You don't have to be told anymore.
That's
right. If he always said you don't do it, you don't need anymore. You don't have to ask another question. You don't have to think about it. He told you, don't do it. You don't do it. Right. Unless you think you're greater than he is. And then you got a problem. Then you got a real Excedrin headache 4000. We have a problem in the land. You know Herod the Edomian, which is modern Jewry? Yeshua, Messiah, Emmanuel was coming, been born of a virgin. And all the soothsayers already knew that he was coming. And Herod sent out his ATF and FBI and CIA. And they were ordered to slay all the little children of our race. Not all races, of our race. They were to slaughter them from 2 years of age, all the males, to when the day they were born, they went to the sword and they perished. No one wants to talk about this Holocaust that happened on these little children by Herod the Edomian of Jewry.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I tell you, retribution and judgment shall start at the house of Jacob Israel. And it shall start at the house of the evil priests, of those who say they are teaching the truth of Almighty Yahweh and have scattered his flock. Awaken, O sword, against these shepherds who have what? Have scattered my sheep.
That's right.
I want you to think of these things. I want you to think of all these things that we're talking about. I went back in my research and I looked at the 1927 Communist Party ticket in the United States of America. And it was for unions to become for. It was for Negroes to have an opportunity to vote. It was for no race to be an alien in this country. And I will tell you right now that every edict of the Communist Party of the United States has already been implemented into the party of the Democratic Party in this United States. The Communist Party is the Democratic Party in the United States of America. Our people are many things, but I'll guarantee you they're not historians. They're wine bibbers and drunkards and boozers and druggers. They're race mixers, and they're anything you can think, but they're not historians. It is the weakest thing among our people. The history of their culture, of their people, and who they are is the weakest link of our people's personality. Oh, and then you get people, the old armchair chatter guy, quarterback armchair guys, you know, who think they understand history, and they think for some reason that they got something going for them, okay? And you'll find out that they don't have much going at all. I came across a very interesting paper, and this Y2K with the computer shut down. We've been crying from the heavens to our people to prepare for a time of chaos in the land. We have been shepherds and watchmen upon the wall to our people. Yahweh said he will never do anything until he first warns his elect and warns his prophets in Jacob, Israel. And I got to thinking of this biochem, this biochemical warfare that is being talked about in this land and all over the world. And I said to myself, you know, there's a lot of biochemical plants and storage areas all over the United States that has anthrax and nerve gas, and they've got everything probably to kill crawling crabs, right? And I said to myself, they're also controlled, and they are operated under the total control of computers. How about if those computer systems go down and this gas starts to leak among the earth and among the inhabitants of the people? Because, you see, they have to be very contained, and they have all these safety features built around them, but there's one thing they have that is a very weakness. It is a computer system with embedded chips that controls the whole thing. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be wonderful down in L.A. or parts of New York where in the heavy Jewish population that this stuff can leak out? I've told you before, if I had the opportunity, I would take it as the greatest honor. It would be the greatest honor that could be bestowed upon me if I could launch an intercontinental ballistic missile against Tel Aviv.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I would jump up and down, and I'd praise Yahweh. And I tell Yahweh, this is for all the innocent blood that's been shed in the land that you allowed me to lance forth a sword of destruction upon these blood-sucking, drinking vampire Jews in this world.
That's right. Amen. Yeah.
There's a great fear going across this land. It's not a fear of a militia. It is not going to be a fear of Aryan nations or the posse. There's going to be fear of Yahweh that's going to come across the land. How many Vietnam veterans have died and committed suicide since they came back because they were used as dirty rags? Because they had so many questions that went unanswered as to why they never won when they understood they could have in a split second of tremendous warfare and power that was there. I will tell you, in that day, it's not going to take long for them to get the drift of what's going on. It's not going to be long, because even Ezra said at that time when he appeared to Yahweh, he told them and he said to them in Ezra chapter 10, verse 11, "Now therefore make confession unto Yahweh of your fathers and do his pleasure from the people of the land, and separate yourself from the people of the land and from these strange wives." And he said, "Then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, as thou hast said, so we, what must we do?" Yeah, they must do. Now you'll notice, even at the time they came out of bondage, they had these strange women, children, the confusion of face, these mamzers, these mongrels. And that's why this is entitled, "The Murders and the Mongrels." And they're going to be told this. Separate yourself from this confusion of face and these strange women and children, and we're going to give you the good news and the bad news. And the good news is, if you separate yourself from them and kick them out of this country where they're going, and the strange children, you can live. The bad news is, you're going to die.
Amen.
Yahweh says, "You shall not have this abomination among you. And anyone who comes to contest you about this, you are to put to death." For Yahweh says, if they do not speak out against what my laws say is wrong, they are your enemy. Separate yourself from these strange women and children. Get rid of them. So must we do. So must we do. All of them said it. And if you go further into 10 of Ezra, and I'm not going in it, you'll see that even the Levites and the singers and all these other people had these strange wives and strange children. They were called mamzer mongrels. And a mongrel is those that are not of a pure blood, as Abe Foxman says. Our greatest enemy will then be destroyed, the pure-blooded white Aryans of the world. I can understand how a pollutant, a two-legged boil walking down the street would not like us. That infected core of that boil is their brain. And eventually, every boil pops. And until you get rid of that boil, you're going to have sickness in the body. It leaves a scar. But you see, that's going to be the lesson from the woodshed. And Yahweh said, all of them that had these strange wives and children are going to put them away, and they can stay in Israel. But you know what's going to happen to them for many generations? They're going to walk in shame for what they did. That's why you're going to have an inner court and an outer court. And when we take and say, this is the kingdom of Yahweh, there are going to be no elections here. Donald Duck isn't going to be elected into the U.S. Congress. Because, you see, we got all the laws of Yahweh. We just need leaders and priests and teachers among Israel. And Judah will again come back and retain the battle axe and the weapon of war to protect our people forever and forever, says Yahweh. I may get a little rabid here at times, but we are in that time.
Amen.
When we have to start speaking with our heart.
Amen.
I hear people say, do you love him with your heart? No, I don't love him with my heart. I love him with my mind, because that's where my intelligence is. My heart is just a pump. Do you have love in your heart, brother? No, I have blood in my heart. But I have thoughts in my mind. My heart don't do my thinking for me. But apathy. Apathy among our people. It was a thrill to get here today, to come down into the Grand Rapids area a few days ago and talk to brethren and break bread. I live every day as that day. I know not when the day shall stop. That is not my concern when my days stop. My concern is that I love you, O Israel, and I love Yahweh more than anything on the surface of this earth. And I hate his enemy. We're here for his pleasure. We are in a war. There will be casualties always. Understand that there's going to be casualties. There have been casualties. There has been it from Gordon Call to Robert Matthews to Vicki Weaver, shot through the face holding her daughter, to slaying and the murdering of her son that was shot in the back by these hoodlum terrorist federal agents.
That's right.
Who were so cowardly they had to shoot the dog. I will tell you there are going to continue to be casualties, but no matter how many casualties there's going to be, which Yahweh says is two-thirds of the house of Israel, he said in that day, and I'll close with this, in that day there shall not be a Canaanite Jew left in the house of Yahweh! Praise Yahweh! Hail Yahweh! Praise Yahweh! I want to thank Jason for inviting me and Brian and all the rest of the Aryan Nations. Pastor Red, it's just a pleasure being here with you and with young warriors and meeting old friends. And again, Let's orientate our truth of Yahweh on a complete family structure and bring it back to where it must be.
Right.
Have a wonderful day. Pastor Newman, I love you. Red, yeah. I love you. I love all of you. Praise be to Yahweh.
You've done such a wonderful job.
I love you. Thank you.
Pastor Rick.